I'm John Kehoe, and this is part 13 of our 20-part podcast series, The Path of the Quantum Warrior. In this podcast, we will begin examining the seven disciplines that hold the keys to our awakening. Our warrior skills are developed in the everyday events of our life, and through these practices, we learn the secrets of energy. Energy is all around us, both within and without. Energy exists everywhere, and with practice, we learn to feel its ebb and flow. We notice how it leaks away when we think and act in different ways. Certain habits increase our energy, while others decrease it, and we take notice of this. We learn through trial and error to choose the thoughts, beliefs, and actions that enhance our life, becoming alert, intuitive, and able to act with clarity and precision as a result. There are seven practices that increase our effectiveness, and we call these the warrior disciplines. Practicing these disciplines opens up an entirely new world for us, and through these methods, we learn the masterful art of choreographing energy. The first discipline is stalking the internal dialogue. As warriors, we stalk our mind the same way a hunter stalks an animal. It might seem strange that we should stalk our own mind, but this is exactly what we must do if we wish to know ourselves. While we may be aware of some of the thoughts we are thinking, incredibly, most of our thoughts go completely unnoticed by us. Our mind has many habits, and one of them is that it talks to itself almost constantly. We have become so used to this inner chatter that we often don't even notice it. Like the constant hum from a refrigerator in the room, we adjust to the sound and eventually don't even hear it. So too with our thoughts. Often, they happen without us even being aware of what we're saying to ourselves. Stalking the internal dialogue is like noticing for the first time the secret conversation that is going on inside us. It is the constant conversation our mind is having with ourself. The day is too hot, too cold, I need more money, Bob's an idiot, I need to eat better, lose weight, I wish I had more time, things are so expensive, I didn't like the taste of that, I hope the weather is better tomorrow. When we comment and talk to ourselves like this, and often it will go on for hours, we lose energy. We confuse ourselves as our thoughts shift from one thing to another, often getting focused on problem areas where we're most weak and vulnerable. Discovering how our internal dialogue works reveals much to us. Making a conscious effort to notice it over a period of days and weeks, we detect patterns and themes that repeat themselves, and this is extremely valuable to know. Eventually, we come to realize how ridiculous this constant thinking is, how utterly dysfunctional and self-defeating most of the inner chatter is. We begin to suspect that this constant inner dialogue is undoubtedly holding us back, which of course it is. Stalking our internal dialogue is noticing our inner conversations as they happen and listening carefully to what it is saying. Through this practice, we discover that we have an internal dialogue that comments and has opinions about everything. Notice when it happens and listen to it. Is it positive or negative? What are its current themes? Is it critical of you or someone else? Who is it critical of? What sets it off? Does it have a morning ritual or a pattern that it follows? When is it most active? Stalking and listening carefully reveals these things to us. We also see how we maintain our limitations with our internal talk, renewing them constantly with the energy of our chatter. Whatever weaknesses or hurts we possess become more entrenched as we repeatedly talk to ourselves about them. Problems become magnified, relationships strained, all based upon these conversations that we're having in our mind. We are not meant to live our life this way. This is not the way a human being should live. We need to change the conversations we are having with ourselves and not have them operating unconsciously within us. Stalking allows us to truly see ourselves for the first time. It reveals to us our shadow parts, those aspects of ourselves that we have ignored or misunderstood. We see how certain habits like procrastination, self-pity, or lack of imagination keep us stuck in situations that do not serve us, and how our pettiness weakens us. After 1 month, if we stalk our mind regularly, we should be able to see and know aspects of ourselves that had previously been unknown to us. As someone who has stalked himself regularly, I can tell you, you will learn a lot from this practice. Our mind is having conversations with us, and we must discover what they are. I'm John Kehoe, and our mind is more mysterious than we think.